With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The opening days of March have delivered some major news, and as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports, political developments top the list.
In like a lion, out like a lamb refers to stormy weather at the beginning of March. For President Trump, the first week of March was like a lion politically. Over the past few days, he launched a war against Iran, which led to a spike in oil prices. He fired controversial Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and he received a Labor Department report that saw the economy lose tens of thousands of jobs in February. The flurry of activity came as the president tries to convince voters to keep Republicans in the majority in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's economic policies are working and predicts prices will continue to fall.
If we have continued growth, as we've had the last year under Trump, it's very simple. I don't want to insult the intelligence of your listeners, but when you produce more goods and services, the price of these things fall and inflation falls. And we've seen good reports on inflation. And the best way to bring down interest rates is not to rely on the Federal Reserve Board. It's to create a system of abundance.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump joined grieving families at Dover Air Force Base yesterday for the dignified transfer of six U.S. Army Reserve soldiers killed in Kuwait. The president and vice president attended the dignified transfer with their spouses and top administration officials. Authorities in southern Michigan have searched through rubble and debris in the aftermath of suspected tornadoes that killed four people during powerful storms, also blamed for two deaths in Oklahoma. First responders were in the Union Lake area yesterday looking for more possible victims and clearing debris. This is SRN News. Texas sues an abortion pill provider.
Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Aid Access of illegally shipping abortifacients into the state in violation of its pro-life laws. In his complaint, Paxton says, quote, Aid Access's illegal acts in Texas are not theoretical. They have already caused the deaths of unborn children across the state. Aid Access is a notorious part of a growing network of out-of-state abortion traffickers that deliberately target Texas residents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's iconic painting, The Last Judgment, is getting a facial. A team of restorers is removing a chalky white film of salt that has accumulated over the Renaissance masterpiece since its last major renovation 3 decades ago. The cleaning operation is expected to be completed by Easter in the first week of April. The public can continue to visit the Sistine Chapel in the meantime, but will have to settle for a reproduction of The Last Judgment superimposed on a screen. This is SRN News. Republicans accuse Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the state's Attorney General Keith Ellison of stalling to fight fraud in government programs. Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota also questions how long these leaders knew about the problem.
We found out that according to the assistant commissioner of the Department of Education at the time, that both Tim Walz and Keith Ellison were advised by their office of the fraud and the illegitimacy of the Feeding Our Future group in April of 2020.
Tom Emmer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Stranded Americans across the Mideast say they've been left to navigate flight cancellations and confusing government guidance on their own. They expressed frustration with the State Department's directions to, quote, depart now on commercial flights, even though much of the airspace across the Gulf remains closed or heavily restricted in the area. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.